Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Cassie, how can we help you, madam?
Hi. So, I have been out on a few dates with this great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were having...
Wait, that was yesterday. Hold on.
It happens.
Okay, this is today's. Hey, Freddie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How can we help you, sir?
Yo, I met this girl, Lainey, mm-hmm. and everything's working out great, and she just ghosted on me.
That's it, and that's all she
goes.
I mean, yeah, like
give us a little more.
Yeah, like did you go out on one date, a few dates?
We went on a couple of dates. Everything's all working out great and whatnot. And, you know, she just she got mad, and then she's not answering her phone.
Okay,
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay,
know, I mean,
you
like,
said she got mad?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you do to get her mad?
I don't know. I'm over the house. Everything's working good. I'm getting along with her kids and everything, you know. Literally after that, I got a text message from her.
And what did it say?
She's like, you're a f***ing asshole. I don't like why.
And what'd she say to that?
She didn't say. She blocked me after that.
So you were hanging out with her.
That's not
She sent you a text message after saying that you're a f***ing asshole. And then she blocked you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think you might have done that caused her to call you an asshole?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, well, fine. You know what? Then we'll call her and find out why you're a f***ing asshole. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just talked to this dude, Freddie. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. He was hanging out with this girl, Lainey.
Mm-hmm.
He said that everything was cool until one day when he randomly got a text message from her that said, you're a f***ing asshole.
And then blocked him.
And then she blocked him. So he doesn't even know why he's an asshole. He wasn't even with her when she sent the text. Like, she didn't say it to his face. She sent him a text after he, hung out with her. So he's very confused. Freddie, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Lainey?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, please do not hang up, ma'am. I can explain to you why we're calling. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And I'm just going to get this out really quickly. We got a phone call from a guy who likes you and would love to take you out on a date. And we're willing to pay for the date if you say yes.
That sounds a little strange.
Yeah, no, but you know the guy, too. It's not just some random guy. So he...
I know the guy?
You know the guy. Yeah, he gave us your number. He said that he likes you and that you like him, too. I'm going to tell you his name, and I just want you to know there's no strings attached to this. Like I said, you pick a place to go out. We'll pay for it. See if you and this guy, you know, hit it off. That'd be great. If it doesn't, then you know what? You have a great meal, and you call it a day, and that's it. Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right, perfect. It's Freddie. Remember Freddie? You went out with him before?
Oh, you know what? Absolutely no. I'm going to hang up on this one.
Gee, okay, wait, hold on. Can you tell? Okay,
so
we spoke to
mad.
Him, and he seems very confused because he said that you sent him a text message that said you're a f***ing asshole, and then you never responded as to why. So can you, if the answer is definitely no, can you at least let us know why he's an asshole so we can call him up and say, this is why you're an asshole, so he cannot be an asshole in the future?
He should know. That's ridiculous. Like, I don't even want to talk to him.
He really didn't know. Like, he was really trying to figure out why you blocked him, so he needs help. He needs guidance. So that way, even if you don't go out with him again, whoever he does go out with, you know, he can fix himself.
Exactly.
So, I have a child, and he was over at the house one night before we were getting ready to go out, and they must have had some kind of conversation while I was in the bathroom or something, my son's getting ready to go into high school, okay? And it's a pretty big school, and, you know, he's kind of nervous and a little intimidated. And, you know, and I always told him just, you know, make friends because he's a really good kid. And he tells him word for word, why don't you go in the first day of school, find the biggest, most intimidating kid there, and just punch him in the face.
Hold on a second.
That's how you make friends?
Wait, are you sure he wasn't joking?
No, he wasn't joking. And you know what? My son actually did it.
Oh,
I can't believe he did it.
He didn't.
Oh,
he did. He did. So this is why I'm really pissed off. The school calls.
Yeah?
And suspends my child.
No!
He just started school.
Okay, well, don't get mad at me, Lainey, but Freddie is on the phone right now, I believe. Freddie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, Freddie, now you know why you're a f***ing ass.
I guess, but you know what? I'm gonna stand by what I told him.
Yeah. Well, how could you do... How?
You know...
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
They put me
in
away one night. It's like an intimidation factor. You know, you have to make a presence. You have to make a presence. You make a presence.
Make presence. Out. A presence, Pebbles. A presence.
Yeah, you have to make a presence.
This dude.
What the hell?
What
Where
is
did you
wrong
get that?
With you?
Where'd you get that strategy from?
I've
they put me away, and you know, I'm not the biggest guy out there, right?
They put you. So, wait, hold on. Like you spent time in jail?
I spent time in jail for a bit.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm not the biggest guy. I have to work on my war face.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
Hold on. Yeah. Lainey, did you know that he spent time in jail?
No.
Oh, well, we're all finding out together then. Okay, so...
Andy has a war face.
Yeah, yeah. So Freddie, you spent time in jail, and what happened?
I have to come in with it, like, some intimidation factors to make a presence.
Yeah.
And,
God help us.
This is how you do it.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm still in shock because you're...
Hey, when he goes back to school, no one's going to f*** with him. No one's going to f*** with him at all. He's going to make friends.
Nobody's
going to
f*** with him.
He's going to thank me.
He just started.
So, Lainey, would you like to would you like to see Freddie again? Because he was trying to help your son, and if you guys go out again, you can get the story as to why he was in jail.
He was trying to help my son. Yeah, I don't want to go see my son in jail. Those two don't need to be cellmates. That's a no.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
A couple of things that people judge you on, besides, of course, your look and your personality, is what your house looks like, you know, like your bathroom, bedroom, living room, are they clean and stuff like that. And another major thing, in case you didn't know, is what your car looks like. Is it nice? Is it clean? Is it clean? Is it clean? You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning at 8:10. Second Date Update on the 10th with the Get Up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.